worthy to receive our adoration. He's worthy to receive thanks from us. Talk to him, worship him, worship him. He's a great father. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. He's our provider. He's our source, the source of everything. He's our sustainer. Worship him, give him praise. The Bible says he created us to worship him. He created us to worship him. That's what the Bible says. Worship the Lord. He's worthy to receive worship from you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this month. We thank you for this year, the year of great things. May your glory manifest in every area of the lives of your people. May your glory manifest in this service. May your glory manifest in the lives of our children. May your glory manifest in the lives of the children of this nation, the children of Africa, the children of the world. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take us through this time. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise again. Clap for the children. Today is a special Sunday we have dedicated to children. Remember to pray for our children. Remember to pray for the children in this city, in our nation, the children in this region of Africa, East Africa, the children in the continent, because the children truly are the future. The future. The moment you miss to bring your children properly, you have missed, you have lost the future. You have lost the future. One time the Lord told the Israelites when they were taken into exile, don't think so much about Jerusalem. Settle, marry, have children. He told them, you must continue taking all of the future. I will bring you back. After 70 years, I will bring you back. So don't waste a lot of time. Praise God. So that's why we have to pray for single people to marry and to have children. Praise God. Because they need the children. And the people who have children, if God has already blessed us with a child or with children, take care of them. I'm telling you, I've seen in my life as a pastor, I've seen people neglect their children. I've seen them neglect their children. Then they reach a time, I've seen them grow old. I've seen them come to me when they're helpless. I said, Pastor, I said, did you have children? Yes. But after interaction, you realize that they separated, then he never cared about the their children, she never cared about the children, and they're on their own. But the good thing is the Lord is there. Praise God. I remember a very old man from Kenya who was staying in Kilimatogo down there. We went, but the Spirit led us. We took help for that old man. We gave him, we took for him some money. We led him to Jesus. His children had already abandoned him because he separated from them for a long time. Do you know after that prayer what happened? The children came from Kenya, took the old man back home. Took the old man back home. God cares. Praise God. Now, I want us to look at Malachi chapter 2, verse number 15. Then we are going to ask one of the kids to come and read for us a Psalms. Malachi chapter 2, verse number 15. And did he not make, and did not he make one? Yet are they the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Can you put it in NIV? KJV is a bit tough for some people. Has not the Lord made them one in flesh and spirit? There is. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. This one tells us that if you have godly children, it begins with your faithfulness to one another. The wife of your youth. Ask the man next to you, how are you treating your wife? So, sometimes they are sitting together with the wife. So, let another lady go. Ask that man, Joan, ask that gentleman, how are you handling your wife? Are you faithful to her? I've not seen any woman talk to Chris. Hmm? Oh, you have a... The Lord is saying that when you mishandle your wife, you are treacherous. You are treacherous. And that's why the Bible says, love your wife like the way the Lord loves the church. And also tells the wife, submit to your husband. Submit. Don't wait for your husband to become a good man first. Respect. Men, one of the things that is wired in men is respect. They need respect. The moment you disrespect a man, you are driving that man away from home. But of course, not a Christian one. Praise God. You have to persevere. You are the one who brought that woman. So work with the Lord to have the woman delivered. You see, sometimes even when you marry a witch doctor, you say, Pastor, I'm going to marry this witch doctor. I will not stop you. But be ready. Don't blame me. Whether you want to marry a drunkard, it's okay. If you bring, because the Bible says, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. That's why it is very important for you to be led by the Spirit of God to get the right person that can complement you well. Praise God. So, let's have one child. Now, why does he want us to marry and be in marriage? So that we can raise a people who know him. Who know him. Children who know the Lord will hold the future of Uganda. Yes, it should be a big amen. Children who knows the Lord will hold the future of Uganda. I agree with one gentleman. We attended a program by Enterprise Uganda. I just want to encourage you, if you hear of that program, there's one, by the way, in August 31st. It's a business conference. Be there. Be there. He says, in fact, I agree with him fully, that the world is for God. If you fail to utilize what God has given you, you will lose it to people who don't belong even to Uganda. You will lose it. If you don't take responsibility, you don't go according to what God has ordained you to do and become, you will lose whatever God has put in your hand to others. Praise God. If you mishandle your children, you lose the future of your country. And that's why we have to be very careful about our children. Me, you know, sometimes people, many people were very negative about this bill, the sovereignty bill. Very negative. But you see, me, I was looking at the silver lining around it. Because without funding, homosexuals will not recruit our children easily. It is difficult. It is difficult. It is the funding. All along when we were fighting this war, we were saying government should find a way of cutting funding, restricting funding. You see? So, and let me tell you, can you thank God for Trump? You just lift up your hand and thank God for Trump. Thank God. And pray for Trump. Pray for God to bless Trump and make him finish his term. Do you know why? that man, when he cut the funding through, you said he was just God telling Africans, wake up. Wake up. Do you agree with me, Brother Charles? Wake up. And people began to wake up to find solutions here. I'm telling you, because if you fail, others will take over. Others will take. Homosexuals came, they were very arrogant. You can't do much against them to stop them. They even reached a point of organizing a curriculum for our children, controlling what they teach. They wanted their idea to be included in our teaching, in the curriculum. Can you imagine? Another African country has got them. Anybody who teaches your children have taken the future of your country. That is it. And do you know why they're interested in parliament? So that they can make laws. Laws decide how people can live. If they say you are free to do A, B, C, D, now it is easy for them to do that. That's why parliament also is very important. Pray for our parliament. Praise God. Now, can we have one kid read Psalms 127, verse number 4 to 5? Let the three kids come and read. Come, the one reading and two others standing on the left and the right hand side of the one reading. Come here. Teacher, help us bring those kids here. You don't have someone younger than him who can read? Come. Not her alone. Come with the two. One boy also. Come here. You are going to read for us. You tell us your name. Come and stand here. Yeah, you're a great kid. Where's another one? Uh-huh. You don't have boys here? Bring one boy or two boys. Bring them. Quickly. Uh-huh. One boy stand here. You go that side a bit. Uh-huh. Yes. So read for us Psalms 127 verse 4 to 5. Psalms 127.
Praise God, Church.
Amen.
My name is Alagen Eliana, and I'm going to read Psalms 127 from verse 4 to 5.
Yes.
It says, like arrows in the hands of the warrior, are children born in one's youth. Blessed in the man who's what?
Uh-huh. Can someone help her? Can give her to read. Tell us your name. Yes.
Praise God, Church.
Amen.
My name is Amorut Delphine Shirabo.
From verse 4 to 5.
I'm going to read the book of Psalms. It says, like arrows in the hands of the warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed in the men whose quarry in full of them. They will not be put to shame when they are content with their opponents in court. That's the reading.
Have you finished?
Yes.
Okay. Clap for them. Clap for these kids. As they go back, put us verse number 4. Start from 4. This is NKJV. Like an arrow in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Verse 5. Like you are repeating for. Oh, how blessed are you parents with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You will sweep them right off your doorsteps. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You see, as the translation said, they will meet your enemies at the gate. Do you know that in life there are many enemies that comes again as a parent? Even in old age, you need the care of your children. You need someone who takes you to the hospital. You need someone who visits you. You need someone who talks to you, even if you are healthy, even if it is not sickness. You need someone around you. You need children around you. Ladies who like throwing away children, you need to remember you need children around you. Of course, not Christian ladies like you. Praise God. They throw away children. Don't. Praise God. They are like quivers full of arrows. They meet with poverty at the gate. They settle the parent. They meet a sickness at the gate. They meet at land grabbers at the gate. They meet with so many people, forces, evil forces at the gate. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise for our children, for our grandchildren. Praise God. So, I want us to look at the word. Let's clap for the teachers of the Sunday school. God bless you so much for raising these children in the word. I have a message God has burdened me to share with you people. Why vision is extremely important. Write it down. Why vision is extremely important. Why vision is extremely important. If we are to see great things this year, God gave us a prophetic word for 2026 that is a year of great things. Whatever God gives us prophetically, don't take it lightly. If we are to see the great things, me, I'm beginning to see my great things. I'm beginning to see them. I want God to continue building them up, building them one time, and now give you a mega testimony. Praise God. I'm telling you, great things. This year, the heavens are open. And God has promised us, just like Nathaniel saw, angels descending and ascending. Answers shall come to us. God shall bless us. Let's trust in his word. My prayer is that let great things manifest in every area of your lives. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Proverbs 29 verse 18. I'm reading from KJV. We shall also look at ESV. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The law is simply the word of God. The principles taught in the word of God. In ESV version, it says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. They cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Now there's something very important that I want us to look at carefully and to remember. How is vision connected to destiny? How is vision connected to destiny? You see? As long as you know how to read and write, please write down something. It will help you as you study the word. How is vision connected to destiny? Carol, how is vision connected to destiny. Very, very important for you to know that. Destiny is God's plan and purpose for you. You need to know what destiny is. It is God's plan and purpose for you. At the end of this, I will ask you a question. So if you have not read it, I will randomly ask you a question. If you have not noted it down, you may not answer it correctly. Praise God. Destiny is God's plan and purpose for your life. What he created you to do and become. That is your destiny. What he has created you to do and become. And it's related to the kingdom of God, the kingdom. It's also about doing and becoming what God wants you to be. Now, look at vision. Vision is your ability to see and understand that plan. Through divine revelation leading to actions and impact. Clear vision. That's why we must pray for God to give us clear visions. When you get a clear vision, you cannot sit down. When you are seated down, the vision is not clear yet. Ask God to make the vision clear. You will sit, you will stand up even without anything. But I want to tell you, as you begin to take steps, God meets you. He meets you and changes things and provides what is needed. Church, we want to see great things. Don't ignore vision. You know, I've realized we ignore a vision that God has laid in our heart. What he has revealed to us, what he has shown us. Sometimes we go, we do courses, academic courses, what tells you about vision, mission, values, and yeah. But those are not enough. Visions are prophetic revelation. Prophetic revelation. Psalms. We are looking at Psalms 29:18. Psalms 29:18 ESV. Sorry, Proverb. I've mixed it up. It is Proverb 29:18. Yeah, Proverb. Now Proverb 29:18 in ESV translation. You know what it says? Where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. I will explain. Prophetic revelation. The voice of God speaking to you. Revelation through visions. What he enables you to see in your mind, in your dreams, consistently. That's a vision. Consistently. When you pray to ask him to guide you, he keeps showing you. Year after year, never ignore it. Never. That burden, never ignore it. That's a vision. That's a vision. When you ignore it, you are not able to see the vision that God has for you. You will be directionless. You will grope in darkness. I'm telling you, take this issue of vision very important. That's a very important thing. So vision is your ability to see and understand that plan through divine revelations, leading to actions and impact. When you act, there's an impact. When you act, there's a result. But first, you must see. You must see. May God open your eyes to see what he has for you. May God open your eyes to see what he has called you to do. May God open your eyes to see what he has called you to become. So vision, in a simple term, is where you are going. Is where you are going. It is the future God revealed to you consistently. Consistently. And the actions you keep taking, take note of that. From time to time towards desired results. Desired results are goals. You don't just accomplish your vision at once. You set desired result. You work towards it. You finish. You start another and you finish. It moves you closer and closer to the fulfillment of your vision. Praise God. So when you keep acting, you keep taking, the action you keep taking from time to time towards the desired results is actually the execution of your purpose. As you continue, you are executing your purpose. And they should take you closer and closer to the fulfillment of your vision. As you work, you set this, you accomplish, you set me, let me start with the land. After getting land, let me start with now keeping money for building. And then money for capital. You know, that's how you work towards something taking you to where? To that place that God wants you to reach. So, and then take note of this. Your purpose are connected to the giftings God has put in your life. We have different gifts, but they are connected to what God has called you to do. If you are a very quiet man, God cannot call you to be somebody, to take up a responsibility that requires a lot of talking. If by nature you're a quiet man, don't let someone push you, don't, because others are doing, you go to a place which requires a lot of talking. No, that is not for you. So a lot of talking also is a gift which should be channeled properly. Yes, it's a gift. And it is related to your destiny. But you have to be with God. You need to know his word. Praise God. Now, I want us to look. I'm going to share briefly. I'm not going to take time. This Proverbs 29 verse 18 yields for us three main ideas. Three main points. Number one is the vision part. The vision. The Hebrew word for vision is azon. Azon. It refers to prophetic revelation or hearing directly from God. Hearing directly from God. A prophetic revelation. Let me give you one thing. When God gave me a vision for beginning a ministry, a church ministry, he gave me consistently. But the one really that touched me and made me to act was a vision in which I had a dream in which I sat in a truck beginning from my former church where I was praying. You know, at that time, I was looking for a house. I was moving away from where I was staying and I wanted to live near my church, near our church where I was praying from. So I wanted to move. I went around that place looking for a house around the church. I want to tell you, I failed. I looked for where to rent a house in Kamucha. I failed. And for 3 days I failed. Then I had a dream that I got a house in Luzira. Just look. It was very interesting. I got a house in Luzira. I said, Luzira, I didn't like staying in Luzira. I did not like. And then, because in Luzira here, when I was in the primary school here in Luzira, primary school here, Saint what? Stephen? Yeah. So I thought I knew Luzira. I needed to be in a different place. Praise God. And then, my uncle, who happened to be here at that time, called me, said, I hear you are looking for a house. There's a very good house here. It is a standard you want. Can you imagine? I said, okay, but I'm not interested, but let me come and I see. I came and I looked at the house. It was a very good house. It was smartly arranged. Smartly arranged, a self-contained house. With the kitchen inside. Everything I needed was inside. Praise God. I was not yet decided. Then I had a dream in which I was sitting in a truck. I was the one driving a truck. Now, behind the truck, I was carrying a building. That building was a church with a cross on top. Can you imagine? I was driving. I drove. I came to Kampala Road. I took Ginger Road. Then I reached Nakawa. I branched on Port Bell Road, coming to Luzira. I reached this Luzira. I branched on this road. Then the vehicle stopped somewhere there. Then when the vehicle stopped, on the right side of the road, by the way, it stopped. Then this vehicle that I was carrying lifted itself and planted itself beside the road. The way actually this church is, lifted itself and planted itself beside the road. Praise God. I decided to come. I got the house, and the rest of the story you know. Praise God. But let me tell you, and that, because of that vision, I mind how I act. I don't act carelessly. It is what drives me. Of course, the Lord spoke to me many other things. Because then when he says, I didn't want to be a pastor. I said, why do you want to make me a pastor? Then the Lord spoke to me. Praise God. Why do you want to? I asked him. Because I thought I was going to carry a lot of responsibility, which is actually true. Praise God. So it makes you live a careful life. You see some of these pastors you see running up and down, committed adultery left and right. They did not have any vision. Most of them. Because you mind what God has shown you. Because if you do it, you lose it. You totally scatter it. You mess it up. Of course, some people can receive vision, but if you are not watchful, if you allow pride to enter your heart, even if you are cold, you will still fall. If you are an angry person, you still have a problem if you don't deal with that anger. That's how Moses failed to enter the promised land. He was cold, and there was no man more powerful than Moses at his time. Even up to now, I don't think there's anyone that beats him apart from Jesus Christ. Praise God. Who is his creator? So the vision is a prophetic revelation or hearing directly from God. It's a very important thing. The vision is very important. And the result of the vision is very, very key. The second point is the result. The result. King James Version says that people perish when they don't have a vision. They perish. Other translations, they cast off restraint. They cast off restraint. They live carelessly. They have no boundaries. They cross the boundaries. They cross the boundaries. Let me tell you, in life there are boundaries. Sex has boundaries. Relationship has boundaries. If you don't care about them, you cross them anyhow. Money, business has boundaries. There are certain points you should never cross. But how will you know about those points if the word of God is in your heart? And that takes us to point number three, the role of God's word in general. The role. That passage there talks about the vision, talks about the result of having no vision, and also talks about the role of God's word. You must have the word of God in you. So when people don't have a clear divine guidance, which is vision, or instruction, they fall into moral and spiritual chaos. They fall into chaos, morally and spiritually. They lose their moral boundaries. They act wildly. They go astray. Imagine for a country like Uganda, if you are busy organizing nyege nyege as a leader, what vision do you have for Uganda? Some say, oh, it will bring money, tourists will come. Tourists will come, What value are you spreading to the young people? What values? What values? Any country without values will sink. Go and ask America. Americans should just thank God and thank God and thank God for Trump. For President Trump, who is trying to restore values. Their country was hijacked by a group of leaders who were mafias. No value. Let me tell you, you think you will fight corruption? You cannot fight corruption if you don't have values. It starts with moral values. It is values that builds a country. It's not rubbish which builds a country. So mark clearly those leaders who promote things that corrupts this country. And pray for God to restrain them. Even some, when you don't have a vision and you don't have the word of God to back up that vision, to steer that vision, you will be like some people in the Western world. Of course, there are many good people in the Western world. But those few people, without a vision, they even lose common sense. They begin to promote LGBT. You cannot even know that this is a woman and this is a man. That's the worst thing that some of these fellows have done. You lose common sense. You lose common sense. Moral corruption, but the devil is behind it. No. Or ever those who obey God's word experience true joy and blessing. True joy. That's why he who keeps the law, that's the third part of that passage. He who keeps the law. Happy is he. Happy is he. Blessed is he. What is the blessing? What is the blessing? What does a blessing do? First of all, the blessing empowers you to succeed. It empowers you to succeed. That's why they say the blessing of God makes you happy, content, and thriving. The blessing of God makes you happy, content, and thriving. The blessing of God makes you what? Happy, content, and thriving. To thrive is to prosper. The blessing of God brings prosperity. The blessing of God makes you be content because you know your source. You are not going to be greedy to grab left and right. You know your source. Happy. In the Beatitudes, that's why Jesus kept saying, happy is he. And that translation says, blessed is he. Blessings brings happiness, brings contentment, brings prosperity. And by the way, every good vision, the result is that. The result is supposed to make you happy and content and thriving. That is it. So where there's no vision, it means knowledge is lacking. Where there's no vision, knowledge is lacking. And lack of knowledge is ignorance. Lack of knowledge is what? Ignorance. And let me tell you what ignorance does. It makes you a slave to the devil. It makes you a slave to your circumstances. It makes you a slave to other people, other wrong guys. Makes you a slave to the devil. The devil operates. In fact, he runs a field day where people don't know, where they're ignorant. he will always have a field day where people are ignorant. And if you don't have knowledge that God has given you, you cannot come out of your situation. You cannot come out of that suffering. You cannot come out of that poverty. You cannot come out of that sickness. You must have knowledge. And ignorance destroys. Some people think that ignorance is just a simple thing. It destroys. When you don't know, you are in danger. That's why you need a vision. Tell your neighbor, that's why you need a vision. You see? You need a vision in everything. So ignorance destroys. Ignorance is darkness. When you don't know, you are in the dark. Tell your neighbor, when you don't know, you are in the dark. So you do nothing to safeguard yourself because you don't know. That's where Satan rules. Where people are ignorant, in darkness, the devil is very active. Where people don't know, the devil is very active. And that's why his kingdom is called the kingdom of what? Darkness. His kingdom is called the kingdom of darkness. Because of that, he operates very well. When people are deceived, when they are ignorant, when they don't know, you perish very well. Let's look at Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I will ignore your children. You just look at that. Look at how parents make children suffer. God says he's ready to ignore your children. Because the blessing must flow from you to your children. Unless your children find the Lord on their own. Because they will see what you do and they will do it. Yeah. That's why a man should never fight his wife, beat his wife, mistreat his wife. Because you are destroying your son. That's why a woman should never abuse the husband. Mistreat the husband, humiliate the husband. Your daughter will do that. And there are daughters who say, I will not marry. Can you imagine? How do you a father? Because I've seen how men treat women. I'll not marry. I've seen it in my mother, how my mother is mistreated. You see, you just give your child, your children a different picture. Praise God. I mean, I take things very seriously. And God helping us, I will continue handling my wife the way I've always been handling her. Because my children say, when I marry, I want to be like you and mommy. They tell mommy, I want to be like and you and daddy. Praise God. So, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Don't be ignorant. Come to church and learn. Come to church and learn. Some people only come to church after they have got what they want. They don't care about church. They're too busy. They have a job. I'm too busy. Pastor, I'm too busy. They have got a job. But when they didn't have a job, they were here. When they have got the money, I'm too busy. They even forget to tithe. But when they didn't have the money, they were here. And because they knew, they learned, they had knowledge, they were promoted. Now, when you walk away from that place of knowledge, God says you get destroyed. You get destroyed. So, divine revelation gives you precise knowledge. Divine Revelation gives you precise knowledge. God's word gives you light. God's word gives you light. And that is where God rules. God's kingdom is a kingdom of? Is a kingdom of what? Light. It's a kingdom of light. That's where God rules. Praise God. Take the last scripture. Psalms 119 verse 30. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You just look at that. The entrance of your word giveth light. When God's word comes, that's why the third part of that scripture said, happy is you who obeys God's law, who fulfills the law. Why? Because God's word gives you light, gives you direction. So vision is important for every person. Vision is important for every person. For every person. God will keep giving you vision concerning many areas in your life. Pursue them. Pursue them. That vision is to bring you to a place of happiness, contentment, and prosperity. To make you thrive. You can accumulate a lot of wealth without the word of God because of some vision that is inside you. People even have negative visions. Their vision is to destroy as many as possible, to loot as many as possible. They're there. But how do they end? With the destruction, they get destroyed. That's what the Bible says. Is destruction nice? It's not nice. So vision should lead people to the place of blessings. Even government. You know that the vision that government has, whether it is 2030, whether it is 2050, whatever, vision. It is the same thing. Individually, the vision God gives you is to bring you to a place of happiness, contentment, and a place where you are thriving. And when you are thriving, you are contented, you are happy, you will never be happy mistreating other people. Let me tell you, don't let anyone deceive you that if you step on people, you will be happy, you will be fulfilled. No. Your vision will make your world better than you got it. If you are to pursue it, to work with God, to see its fulfillment. So the same thing with government. The vision of the government is to lift the people. To lift the people of the nation to a place where they are happy. To a place where they are contented. To a place where they are prospering. Psalms 119. In fact, that's what I've written here. I read a different thing. Psalms 119, verse number 30. Please write it correctly. 130. Verse number 130. Psalms 119, verse number 130. Correct it. You see? So vision is important for you as an individual. Vision is important for government. To bring you to a place. Let me tell you. Like this PDM money. How many of you have got that money? PDM. So in our church here, nobody got. Only one. Let me see you, Ninsima. Only two people. No. I will have to go to Nakawa and find out why you are not getting. I'm telling you. This time, don't the LCs around whom you stay, don't give them room. And don't handle them with kids' gloves. They are servants to serve you. And that's why I was telling you, go for that training of Enterprise Uganda. It is good, it is near you. Go. And you will see what 1 million can do for you. our women leader was there. You see what 1 million can do for you. Praise God. You start from somewhere. God says, don't despise the days of small beginnings. And then he also says that that he's happy to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Sorry, in the hands of Joshua, the plumb line. Now God sent Zerubbabel, the prophet. Sorry, Zechariah. God sent Zechariah to Zerubbabel. He sent the prophet to tell the governor and the priest who was in charge of the rebuilding of God's house that I'm very pleased that the plumb line is there, that the work has begun. That was the point. So when you start something, God is happy. So don't keep postponing and postponing and postponing and start. Praise God. Lift up your hands and pray to the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Ask him to give you a vision. A clear one. When the vision is not clear, you just sit. A clear vision. A clear vision. Talk to him. Father, as your people, give us what you have in your heart for us. And that is the vision. Make it clear, Lord. Crystal clear. Make my vision crystal clear for the different stages of the lives that you take us through. Make the vision crystal clear. Ask the Lord to make your visions crystal clear, your vision crystal clear at every stage in your life. Crystal clear. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. Make our vision as your children crystal clear. As we are individual children, crystal clear. Make the vision for our nation crystal clear. Give leaders, Lord, for them. Who can see, who can translate the burden that you have put inside them into a pursuit of a vision that will bring our nation to a place of happiness, contentment, and prosperity. That will bring us as individuals and as families to a place of happiness, contentment, Lord Father, and prosperity. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God, and you love God and you want to engage with him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10 verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. Is the door into the kingdom of God. Right now you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.